Yesterday, the trailer for season 2 of Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse went live. That's the Netflix documentary series about the lost civilization at the end of the last ice age. Most people just call it Atlantis. Now, in this trailer, we see something that blew my mind and a lot of other people's minds too. Neo, Keanu Reeves, John Wick, whatever you guys want to call him. I've always just called him Theodore Logan Esquire. We saw him talking to Graham Hancock about this stuff. And boy, oh boy, that create quite the uproar. Guys like myself were like, holy crap, man, that's really cool. We've got Joe Everyman, the celebrity, on our side on this one, don't we? And all the archaeologists were just like, what are we going to do? So, some of the reactions were pretty wild. But you've already read the title, so I can't really beat around the bush on that one. So let's just jump into this. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. Well, let's start by watching the little clip of Keanu Reeves that was in the trailer.
As a kid, I always thought the timeline was off.
Now, Ted isn't really saying very much there, is he? He's really being pretty vague, but that didn't matter. The debunkers and the archaeologists got really, really, really upset about that. And that's probably because he is kind of Joe Everyman as far as a celebrity goes. He's probably the most beloved celebrity on the internet right now. From the way he treats his younger fans...
Will you guys ever get back together to work on a project? And maybe even like a project like more for kids like me?
That's a good question. But I hadn't thought about what you just said.
Yeah.
And
it's like a comic book or something like the your Toy Story appearance.
Oh, right. That's something we need to do. Thank you for that idea.
To the way that he treats his female fans when they ask for pictures.
Fans noticed a particularly endearing photo-taking habit. It appears that anytime he takes a picture of you, he'll put his arms behind you, but he never touches you. He's always
open, I like that.
Open palm, and fans are calling him Respectful King. Take a look at some of these photos, and you'll see that he's never touching the person he's taking a picture with, which I think, really, if you're a celebrity, if you're a male celebrity especially, with Me Too and all that, it's like, just play it safe.
To his habit of just doing nice things for random people that he meets along his life.
Earlier this week, a bride shared some photos online from her wedding. It featured a cameo surprise from the one and only Keanu Reeves. Apparently, her husband randomly ran into the actor at the hotel bar where the wedding was taking place. He casually, you know, invited Keanu to stop by the reception, and the actor took him up on the offer.
Now, truly, he's beloved by most. As a matter of fact, there's only one other actor I could think of that would be in competition with him for most popular amongst internet denizens. And that's got the situation going where, well, if you look Keanu Reeves up on YouTube or most other places, all you're really going to find is positive stuff. Nobody talks shit about the man. He is just beloved. And some of the stuff that he does makes him look even more like that nice, wholesome everyman, yet a celebrity that I have said a few times now. One of the things that he does is he's got no social media presence. The man completely has none of it. No Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, none of it. None of it, none of it. He's probably got AOL Instant Messenger. That's probably the best way to reach him nowadays. Don't go looking him up there. That's not what I'm saying that he has. But anyway, that brings me to another point here, back to the archaeologists, okay? These guys are, for the most part, they're just expressing frustration. Oh my God, I hate the fact that my poor boy, Keanu Reeves, I loved him so much in Matrix 413, but now I just don't know what to think about it. Oh, woe is us. That's what most of them are saying. Oh, whatever. But there's one guy that's definitely no stranger to the channel. If you've watched videos of mine before, you'll know this guy. You know, he's the best penile archaeologist this side of Niagara compliance. He's Flint Devil, and he's not content with complaining about this, and he's not content with the fact that he can't reach out to Neo. He doesn't know what to do when you can't reach out to freaking Theodore Logan Esquire. So how does Flint handle this? I have no way to get in touch with Keanu Reeves. I invite him to have a frank conversation with me about archaeology. I believe that after a chat, where I answer his questions and show him how archaeology works, I could convince him real archaeology is better than this fake stuff. And then he posts, please share so the internet can do its thing. Now to me, that looks like Flint asking other people for help, getting contact info for Keanu Reeves So that despite the fact that Keanu Reeves does not want random people to get a hold of him out of the blue, Flint can do so. Now, there's a term called doxing. It's basically when somebody shares somebody else's documents on the internet. Usually it's done publicly or to a hater or somebody who is a big fan or something. But the thing is it's basically one of the cardinal sins. You don't go sharing somebody's address, phone number, their other information that they try to keep hidden. If I was a faceless channel, somebody exposing who I was, it's just not considered very bad form. It's considered not cool. But in this case, Flint is willing to do so for, like, the most benign of reasons. It's not like this is this is some huge problem going on here. It's not like he's helping to solve some crime or something. It's Keanu Reeves thinks the wrong thing about archaeology as far as Flint goes, and Flint's got to make sure that he's going to go in there and fix that stuff. Now, remember, Keanu Reeves is not on social media. He has chosen not to be easily accessible, and he has done so for a reason.
In real life, the strategy doesn't include social media. Neither of the A-listers have accounts connecting them with their fans.
Is there a reason behind this?
I might just be lazy.
For me, I guess it's privacy. Yeah.
That's important to you?
It is important to me, yeah.
So this is pretty messed up, right? I mean, imagine you're Keanu Reeves and you establish this, like, bubble of privacy, and then you get Flint Dibble coming in and trying to kick his way into there because he saw the freaking trailer for Ancient Apocalypse Season 2, and he's offering to, you know, have you on his podcast and cure you of wrongthink. I mean, my God, the absolute sheer arrogance is, it is unbelievable. I mean, this is the kind of thing, it doesn't matter how many letters you have next to your name, people really don't like this kind of shit, Flint. I don't know what to tell you. You should probably not do that sort of thing. Now, I gotta be fair here. Some people have mentioned that there's a possibility that Flint wasn't asking for the contact info. He's just saying, you know, take it and make this post go far and wide so everybody can see it. And as a matter of fact, one of the times he retweeted it, he did say basically just that. Please, Internet, do your thing and share this far and wide. Let's share real archaeology with Keanu Reeves. See if we can wake him from the matrix of misinformation. Well, apart from the fact that this is hands down the cringiest thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life, I find this a little bit disgusting, and I'll explain why. Even if I give Flint the full benefit of the doubt, and I just say, you know what, he does not want any contact info whatsoever, he's just trying to make sure the entire internet is covered with this offer so that Keanu Reeves eventually does see it, I still think that's pretty messed up. I mean, look, Keanu Reeves has gone out of his way to make sure that his life is not full of messages from random strangers. He said that he does this for privacy. He doesn't want people all up in his grill. And Flint isn't coming at him with something that's for Keanu Reeves' freaking benefit. It's for Flint's benefit. It's something where, we can't have Graham Hancock have freaking Neo on his side. Holy shit, Constantine's on the other team? How could we possibly win now? So the whole reason behind this is to maybe to leech a couple of views, because I imagine having somebody like Keanu Reeves on a live stream with you might get you a couple of extra viewers. But even if he was all out of private conversation, it's arrogance. It has nothing to do with helping Keanu Reeves. It has everything to do with making Flint Dibble and his group of archaeologist buddies look better. And that's it. Which is really grotesque. But again, that's giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think he wanted this thing to go far and wide because he wants somebody to give him Neo's contact info. He wants to make that telephone call and tell him, not a white rabbit, he wants to say, here, I've got this dude in Indiana Jones hat that wants to tell you a story here. Again, I find this extremely, extremely underhanded. But this is the kind of stuff that Flint does all the time. I mean, when I talked to Dr. Icecore, who's an Icecore specialist that I spoke to for a video a while back that I now refer to as Dr. Icecore because he prefers to remain anonymous. Well, when I talked to him, he gave me a whole bunch of information. But as soon as I reached out to him, Flint, even though he had me blocked, immediately was all over that. And like as soon as he saw it, which was not very long, and he's telling the dude, hey, man, got to be careful about this guy. And he lied about it. He's like, he's trying to prove there was lost ancient high technology, which he knew for a fact was not what I was trying to prove. But Flint was trying to poison the well behind my back. After the video came out where I used the information that I got from the Ice Core specialist, Flint reached out to that guy, got him on a Zoom chat, and then afterwards, the ice core specialist retracted what he said, changed what he said, and made me basically exactly what I set out to not do. Otherwise, why even cite the guy to begin with, right? I go and get information from him, and Flint undermined it. Basically, he likes to poison the well. He likes to go behind people's back, but in this and communicate with people that are buddies with somebody else. He's done it with me and Milo Rossi to the point where this whole mess, I've tried to not like try to argue or tell Milo anything, not be like counterpoints to what Flint says. I just like, man, I made some videos, you check them out. And now it's like this last time, I'm like, dude, I've kind of just have to tell you this, Milo, because obviously he's filling your ear, and I'm not, I don't know what else I can do. That's how he rolls. So that this is exactly the same kind of shit here. He's just trying to get in and poison the well, get in and let Keanu Reeves, man, you know that Graham Hancock guy, he's not really that good of a guy. You should be careful about him. And the thing is like, Flint talks about harassment and about how me making a video pointing out the fibs that he told on the Joe Rogan debate gets people yelling at him and harassment and stuff. But what the hell is this, man? You can't talk to Graham Hancock without Flint Dibble admitting, I need a way to contact this guy, guys. I can't get a hold of him. I can't do my normal tactic of getting the guy alone and sending it. So can somebody help me here? I really want to talk to this guy. It's... Why can't Graham Hancock have a Theodore Logan Esquire as a friend and they talk about Atlantis and shit? Why is that something that Flint has to go out of his way to get at, even though he knows that Ted don't want nobody doing that to him? Why it's pretty messed up, man. And, you know, here's the thing. This is the kind of thing that he thinks in his head is like some great strategic move, but it's a horrible move. It looks really, really bad. I'll let some younger guy named Atozi explain.
Don't ever do that to any creator, no matter what. Like, if you want to meet a creator, go to an event they publicly announce they're going to, or be lucky enough to meet them in public. Please don't stalk them.
But Flint is crossing those lines for a specific reason. He's got an idea in his head of what he needs to do, and the ends justify the means, like he's battling some dragon or some demon. And hopefully he's one of the few archaeologists that go down this road, but... I'm going to be keeping my eye on it, because if this becomes any sort of a trend, you can be damn sure that I'm going to be highlighting the hell out of it, because my dear God, this is a little bit on the problematic side. The guy just wants to be left alone. He's a fucking celebrity, man. Don't hound him because you disagree with him on Big Rocks. That's the stupidest thing. Nobody should even have to explain this to you, how just disgusting this behavior is. Anyway. I got a couple of things to plug real quick. Number one, I am going to be speaking to Cosmic Summit. If you haven't seen me say that already, this summer, I'm going to be one of the people that gets up there and tells you a thing or two. So if you're into that sort of thing, you should probably check it out. The link's down in the description. I will not be the only speaker there. I'm just going to be the best looking speaker there. And I do have one other thing that I need to point out, or a little plug here. I'm not getting paid for any of these plugs, but I like this shit. So the next one is, here next month, I believe it's October 16th, you're going to see, well, I'm going to see, season 2 of Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse. Link to the trailers down in the description as well. You should probably be ready for that one, man. Call into work and tell him you need at least a day to binge watch that shit twice, because it's going to be a good day, right? Okay, thank you very much to you for watching this far. Thanks so much to my Patreon and Ko-Fi supporters, and you guys all have a great evening, and we will see you next time.